God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Block. Good evening and God bless you. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And thank you so much for choosing to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. We're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't already done it, go ahead and grab your Bible, get a pen, get some paper, tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about to start. So prepare your hearts and your minds to hear from the Lord as we turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you. Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. God bless every one of our radio listeners. The following message is a pre-recorded message from today, so we invite you to listen in. God bless you. Thank you.
Because the people need us to Thank you. You
Glory to God. We thank God for the message on today, for the service. The Lord has been good to us, and we had a wonderful time in the Lord on today. The Lord met us there. We enjoyed the service of the Lord, and praise God. At this time, all those who are on the broadcast and those who are on listening, we're going to open the doors to salvation. Maybe give someone a chance that don't know the Lord a chance to give their life to the Lord. And if there's anyone that want to get closer to the Lord and you need strength, now is your time. We're going to go in a word of prayer because we know that prayer changes things. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the word of God that came forth. We thank you for the services of the Lord. We pray that you continue to bless your people, strengthen and encourage your people. You know those who are cast down, O Lord. Lift them up, O Lord. Help them to look to you and trust in you and take you at your word. We know you're able to take us through, O Lord, and we know you're able to fix every situation. We pray that you will save the unsaved, those that don't know you, in the pardon of their sins. I ask that you forgive them, O Lord. Help them to seek your face and call upon your name. Help them to draw nigh unto thee, O Lord. Oh, my God, help them to give their lives to you. And those that need strength, we pray that you touch them in a special way. Give them strength that they can go a little further. Look on those who are suffering right now. We know you're able to take them through, O Lord. Heal their bodies. Give them strength, O Lord. Strengthen their faith. Encourage their hearts. Help them to press their way and to overcome, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you continue to bless this broadcast. We pray that you continue to bless the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Save souls. Bless in a special way. Manifest yourself the more, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. And Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank you for this day, for the service. We thank you for all that you've done for us. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. We thank you for your mercy and your love. We thank you for how you gave us another chance to come together, to lift up the name of Jesus, to pray and seek your face that we might get closer to thee. Pray that you go with us and stand by us, ever lead us on to victory, and we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the service on today at this time. If there's any ministers or evangelists on the line and you would like to give remarks, you may do so at this time.
Yes, I thank God for the Word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell, and I enjoy listening to the service of the Lord and the praises of God going up and the children singing. Truly was beautiful. And I heard you, Evangelist Maybell, talking about forgiveness, how, you know, people, they'll hold things against you forever.
Yes.
And they want you to pay for what you did. God could have been forgiving you. You're going on with the Lord, and they're still worried about your sin. But I'm so glad that God is not like man. And he loves us so much that he forgets.
Yes.
He doesn't just forgive, but he forgets.
Amen.
So I thank God. I thank God for that kind of God. And I want to say to you, Evangelist Maybell, keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that beautiful message, very timely message and encouraging message. And the message that came forth was encouraging us to continue in prayer. And this is how we overcome. This is how we can forgive, being able to forgive and forget. It takes prayer. So
amen.
I thank God for that powerful word is needed because a lot of people are struggling. They have things that are inside that they're dealing with and they're holding on to, carrying grudges and whatnot. But being able to forgive and forget is going to take prayer. So let's continue in prayer, and God will help us. The Lord will help us in order to fulfill the ministry that God has given us. We have to be able to forgive.
Yes.
Because we're going to run into some situations where people do things, but we have to be able to forgive and move on. Praise God. But I've truly enjoyed the service today, and I enjoyed the children singing. I already gave them a name. I don't know if that's what you call it. I call them the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission Choir in Concert, because they were singing to the glory of God. And I really enjoyed them. And I thank God. God bless you. Keep on preaching the word of God in Evangelist May.
Thank the Lord. Then is Evangelist Cynthia on the line? Well, anyway, we thank the Lord for the remarks coming through our evangelist. And I had a very enjoyable time today. And the word of God was, it was right on time. That wasn't all of it, because Evangelist Cynthia went forth, and I'm telling you, she told it. And Deacon Mack, he gave a beautiful testimony. Yeah. He gave some beautiful remarks, and he was right on target. Because we're living in this time, people, they don't want to forgive, and they call him right wrong and wrong right. Praise God. But we got to, like he said, instead of trying to fight back and all, he said, we have to keep our mouth shut and pray. And he's right, because you can never beat the devil at his game. Because that's what he does. He fights, he backbites, he lies, he does all of that. So you can never beat him. You just have to pray. And I just thank God for the remarks coming to our evangelist. And I encourage you to continue to do the work of the Lord. Praise God. And if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. And Lord's will, we look forward to being back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. And let's remember to pray for all of those who are on our prayer list and those names that are not on the prayer list. And you know who they are. You can pray for them too. Praise God. Just include them. Praise God. If that's all, we say good night and God bless you.